Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who listens to Bruce's puzzler, then tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Today, we have a caller from St. George, Utah. Jay Nygaard is on the line. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing really well. And Jay, you're calling from one of the most beautiful places in the country, as far as I'm concerned, the far southwest corner of Utah. How do you like it in St. George?
It never gets old, even when it's 118 degrees in the summertime.
The desert and the beautiful canyons, it's just gorgeous. And Jay, what's your musical background?
Well, it's pretty deep. I'm a lifelong musician. I grew up in a very musical home, listening to The Puzzler, in fact, my mom and my dad and my siblings. And I studied music classically as a trombonist, and I often tell people I'm classically trained trombonist and a jazz drummer. So I never get old of music. If I get sick of one thing, I can jump on the other instrument.
Great combination. Well, we'll see how your musical background plays into figuring out today's piano puzzler. Bruce will play this for you. Given your background, you probably won't need any help from me, but I'm in the dark too. I don't know what Bruce is planning, so if you need any assistance as we go along here, feel free to shout out, and I'll see if I can assist along the way.
Okay, your confidence is appreciated, and I will absolutely call on you for help if I'd need it.
It may not be warranted, but okay, good to be appreciated. Okay, Jay, here is Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Wonderful.
I was just getting into it, and it suddenly ended.
It's a short one, I know. Yeah.
So, Jay, what do you think?
Wow. Well, you know, the tune is like on the tip of my tongue. I can hear it in there. I'm going to come back around to it, though.
Okay.
Composer-wise, we're definitely contemporary here. I'm going to take a stab at some contemporary. Is it a composer whose first name starts with an I and rhymes with Schmigor?
That's a really good wrong guess.
Oh, darn it. It's not Stravinsky. Okay.
Okay, good guess. Igor Stravinsky, 20th century composer, going a little beyond the bounds of traditional classical harmonies, maybe?
I would say that's about the best wrong guess you could have. You're close in several ways, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Is it Russian?
No.
It is not Russian.
The technique that this composer actually used was very open and changeable, but strict in a way as well.
Oh, okay. Openness always reminds me of Aaron Copland, but I don't know if that would be right. That's probably too far out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Copland.
Okay.
I think Copland respected this composer very much, but the overlap of dissonances is quite different.
Okay. Darn. What do you think, Fred?
Well, I'm really liking your guesses. I mean, you're right in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I'll keep thinking about it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, this is such a short.
Again,
we could probably hear this
tune
eight more times. It's so short.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear it again.
It's so cool. I love it. Okay, I think I know the tune.
Yeah.
I could have danced all night.
It is.
Yeah, from My Fair Lady, yes.
Wow, that was intense.
So, I could have danced all night, one of the great songs from the musical My Fair Lady. Okay, we've narrowed it down to it's a 20th century composer.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to play the opening a little slower because I think the harmonies will emerge more distinctly.
Oh, okay.
Stop there.
Okay. I'm getting some Hungarian vibes, maybe.
Yeah.
Does his first name start with a B and rhyme with Schmella?
I like this technique. Yeah, right.
It's Bela Bartok?
It's Schmella. I mean, Bela Bartok, exactly. Yeah.
In the style of Bela Bartok. I could have danced all night in the style of Bela Bartok. This week's Piano Puzzler. Yes.
Fred, I'd like to see you dance all night in the style of Bela Bartok.
I could have done it just the other night and still have begged for more. I really could have. Yeah. Okay, so Bruce, what makes this in the style of Bela Bartok?
Well, for one thing, the 5/8 rhythm is one of those very Bartokian rhythms.
5/8, what does that mean?
Well, it means 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, if those are eighth notes.
Mm-hmm.
And if these are eighth notes, 1-2-3-4-5, it still means 5/8.
Okay.
So it's in 5, and that means 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5. So it gets a little complicated. And it also has patterns in it that are Bartokian. And the chords there, the most common chord I'm using is one of his favorites, which is an augmented fourth and a perfect fourth, which might remind you, if you switch them, of this.
Oh,
hey.
That's a perfect fourth and an augmented fourth. In fact, the whole feeling of the Jets is very Bartok.
You're just quoting a little bit of West Side Story from Leonard Bernstein.
Right. So there, the angularity of West Side Story and some of the energy that comes with the fear and the sense of threat and menace comes right out of Bartok's augmented fourths.
Interesting. Well, Jay, I'm guessing you're not upset right now because you named the tune and you named the composer.
Yes, I'm thrilled. And slowing it down really did the trick for me. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking it was flying by a little fast. Yeah, there are different tempos it could work at, actually.
So, Bruce, can we hear this 87 more times since it's so short?
Okay. No, I think I'll do it once. I'm going to give it the slightly slower treatment.
Okay. You know, now that I'm a little older, I don't think my knees would hold up to dancing in that way all night long anymore. But that is very cool. I could have danced all night, that classic tune from My Fair Lady, rewritten by Bruce Adolph in the style of Bela Bartok. This week's Piano Puzzler, with everything guessed correctly by Jay Nygaard, who's calling in from St. George, Utah. Jay, when you're not calling in and playing Piano Puzzlers on the air, how do you hear the Piano Puzzlers?
Occasionally on KUER, public radio, and on Spotify.
And on Spotify, the Puzzler podcast from yourclassical.org. Jay Nygaard, great to have you playing this week's Piano Puzzler. Thank you.
Thank you. An absolute privilege. Thank you.
A privilege and a pleasure for us. And Bruce, we'll do it again next week.
Bye, Fred.
Thanks to my friend Bruce for this week's Piano Puzzler. And you know, I have learned so much about composers from doing these with Bruce. If you're curious to learn even more about the composers Bruce is imitating, I recommend you check out Composer's Datebook. It's a podcast from my friend John Burge. Every day, John gives you a quick, memorable snapshot of a composer, past or present. It's kind of like your vocabulary word of the day, but an interesting tidbit of music trivia. Look for Composer's Datebook wherever you get your podcasts.